reducing the truancy rate. We started about 5 years ago working really hard on that with a concentrated effort. We've reduced the truancy rate to 3.4%. It was over 10% at one time. So we've made tremendous gains in that area. Still not good enough. We're still working to improve it. We put a lot of effort in that. We work actively with the Sheriff's Department. We have a drop-in center. We have really active efforts, starting on day one when a student is missing school. Really proactive measures to support families, to get our kids in school. And we find out that, as you look at it, is a huge indicator of future dropout rates.
And the dropout rate itself, how's that?
The dropout rate is a statistic that comes out a little later. We don't have the final figures. The initial figures look good. But last year, our dropout rate was down about 10%, significantly better than the state's improvement in that area. And our graduation rate increased by 4.5%, three times the state gain in that area. So we're making improvements on those indicators.
Early childhood literacy, I know that's something that the schools are involved in. It's something that the community at large has been involved in through a number of initiatives, summer reading programs, free book giveaways, things of that nature. Are we starting to see progress in the young grade level reading?
Yeah, we had very good results at the elementary level in reading. Again, not where we want them to be, but we have a concerted effort with private preschool providers as well as public preschool providers, our business community, putting forth an effort to really push on this early literacy. As you know, before kids enter kindergarten at 5 years old, they spend a tremendous amount of time at home in the community. And in poor areas, in poor urban districts, a lot of our kids don't have those key experiences and really to succeed in school. So we're really working with a community-wide effort to improve in that arena.
A couple of years ago, an effort was made to involve parents more in their children's education and spring through the creation of the Parents Academy. You're continuing that program?
Yeah, the Parent Academy has been a success. We're continuing that. But this year, we're opening we've opened a Parent and Community Engagement Center at the beginning of the summer. So for the first time, it's a way we can organize all our parent activities. And when people come to register for school, we have a separate facility. We're not in the basement of an elementary school with inadequate parking. We're on 91 School Street. We're in a beautifully renovated building that's fit for the structure, that where parents can one-stop shop for all their services. And their first interaction with the Springfield Public Schools, we think, is going to be a very positive one. So we're really excited about that.
Let's talk about the facility, since you mentioned the new building you have for the Parent Academy. You also have some new school buildings and some recently renovated buildings that are going to be, well, back in use this year, correct?
Yeah, we've really had a great summer, a lot of great projects going on. We broke ground on a new Brookings School, $32 million facility that I really think is going to make a big difference to that Six Corners neighborhood. We're really excited about that. We've done a lot of renovations in Dryden School, where we lost a whole wing of Dryden School to the tornado. That whole wing has been replaced. That project has come along very, very well. I was just spent the afternoon out of Forest Park School. We've renovated Forest Park's middle school, huge project with MSBA, about a $35 million project. That has come out absolutely beautiful. So we're going to have over 650 students entering Forest Park in the fall, and we're really excited about that because it's a state-of-the-art facility. And as you know, that building was over 100 years old, so it needed a lot of work. It's absolutely come out in a fabulous manner. We've also consolidated our alternative programs in a site over on Alderman Street in the former Holy Name School, and in much better facilities for our alternative school students over there. So we've had a very busy summer. We're also, we've been very active, as you know, with Statement of Interest projects, renovating buildings. And we've put a lot of renovations in 23 schools working with MSBA, where we get 80% funding. And we have $25 million worth of projects we've completed and another $11 million in the queue for new building wrap. And if you could go by Duggan School, you'd see tremendous improvements at Duggan School. New windows, new facade, new roof. So made a lot of improvements at many of our schools. And it's not just the new projects. 23 schools have been impacted, and there's going to be more.
Let's talk about the Level 4 schools, because I know that you've hired someone to come in and work on the Level 4 schools, the Level 4 schools being the ones that are rated as among the worst in the state based on their test scores. What's the turnaround plan for those schools, and what kind of time pressure are you under with those now?
Yeah, there's significant time pressure with this turnaround work. But, you know, we had 10 schools initially identified in 2010. We have one additional school, DeBerry, that was identified this past year. We've had some significant results in some of our schools. Some of our schools, like Zanetti, Homer, and Arena, had the highest improvement rates in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. My sense is they're no longer going to be level 4 schools. We could have some schools that are upgraded to level 1 status this fall when the state announces that. We've had other schools where we had some really good effort, but we didn't move the needle as much as we'd like to. We formulated a partnership with Harvard, the EdLabs program out of Harvard. They had great success with some other urban communities like Houston and Denver and drastically turning results. We've worked with them for the last 6 months. And in the schools where we didn't get the gains we were looking for, through this partnership, we're going to move them forward this year.
You said you are under some time pressure, though, with some of those schools, right?
Well, it's a time pressure whole business. The state's looking for very fast turnaround numbers.
Security surrounding the schools is always an issue. It's an issue that obviously parents and everybody who works around the schools is concerned with. Any new steps being taken this year to address security in the schools?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I think it's always an issue for us. And after Newtown, I think it heightened sensitivity around it. We've done a tremendous amount with security. We've added to our school police force. So we put extra police in the schools again this year over what we've had in the past. We've invested tremendously, really millions over the last several years, in physical improvements and security cameras. So our schools are the most secure they've ever been. We've invested heavily, and we have a plan at every school to ensure student safety. So I think that when you look at Springfield and what we've done, and our police commission has been actively involved in helping us with this, we really are farther along with this than almost any other school system in the country.